Welcome to the Greater Cincinnati Business Report. Stephen J. Lowenstein with you for the next hour as we look through the pages of this week's Cincinnati Business Courier. We have a lot on our program today, and we'll begin talking about a popular figure in Greater Cincinnati, a former football player, you know as Chris Collinsworth, and how his pro football-focused investment is paid off. Next up will be Fairfield and Forest Park, among the easiest places in Ohio to sell a home. We'll talk about 15 startups named Ohio's most promising. Those of you who are looking forward to Oktoberfest, will have some information on how that celebration is going to be expanding. And our bank, Fifth Third, locally headquartered here in Cincinnati, will be branching out to all places, get this, San Francisco. We'll then go to Ohio ranks among the top 10 in the nation for LEED certified homes. You may recall that is in regard to their environmental friendliness. Kroger's is in the news, and we'll look at their prices versus Walmart. It's been a couple of months since we've made that basket-to-basket check. TQL is in the news with 46 other firms as they land on Inc.'s 5,000 list. Those of you looking to travel soon, well, some good news as Southwest adds service from CVG to Tampa and Fort Lauderdale. I'll give you more details on that in the second half of the program. Then we'll talk about the Bengals filing a lawsuit against a former sponsor, Ed Rigaud's company. You remember Ed Rigaud? He was with Procter & Gamble. Then he took over the leadership development of the Freedom Center. Now he's in private business. Well, his company has made a big acquisition. Then a very interesting article on General Electric. Gentleman by the name of Markopoulos accuses the company of fraud, which sent the stock down. Time permitting and rounding out our program today, these articles, UC gets $1.3 billion grant to fight opioid addiction. Macy CEO explains how Trump's tariffs are impacting prices. And a granddaughter rediscovers work of American muralist. I'll tell you who that is and just how that came about in a few minutes. And finally, Myrtle Consulting Group opens its Cincinnati office. Now, let me remind our listenership, if you like what you've heard on this program and want more, you can always go online to www.bizwithazjournals.com. Scroll down to the Cincinnati Business Courier, and there you can obtain even more information that I can provide in this short period of time, or follow up on additional information on some of the articles I've read on the program. Let's begin, though, with the copper story from this week's Cincinnati Business Courier, the print edition, that is. It's entitled, "Is This Company Chris Collinsworth's Greatest Catch?" When Chris Collinsworth first encountered the founder of Pro Football Focus, he thought he'd been scammed. It was June 2014. Collinsworth, a former Cincinnati Bengals star, wide receiver, and Northern Kentucky resident, a longtime broadcaster, featured on NBC's Sunday Night Football telecast, was asked how to do a show on NBC before the Sunday night game, wrapping up all of the day's earlier NFL action. Collinsworth had little time during the day to watch other games, so he started snooping around the internet looking for wrap-ups of the day's action. He came across Pro Football Focus. He was quickly intrigued. Its website didn't show game wrap-ups, but it had color-coded depth charts rating each player. Collinsworth realized the ratings were pretty accurate, seemed to match the info he gathered from his own expertise when talking to coaches and other players. "We bought a subscription. I'm thinking it's probably former Miami Dolphins coach Don Shula and other former coaches that had put this thing together," Collinsworth told me while sitting in Pro Football Focus's office in Over the Rhine Building on Central Parkway, just down the street from Music Hall. Eventually, he emailed the company to find out who was behind it and to see if they could provide some NFL wrap-ups. Collinsworth's phone rang about 5 minutes later. It was Neil Hornsby, the company's founder. "This guy with a British accent comes on, and I said, 'Who are you guys?'" Collinsworth said. "He started telling me the story of these guys in Great Britain, and it's like an online club. All I can think is, I can't believe this Brit just ripped me off for $26.99. Now, Collinsworth figured he'd dazzle Hornsby with some inside football talk, throwing out technical stuff he'd almost certainly know nothing about. After about 5 minutes, I started to figure out he knew way more about it than I did," Collinsworth said. "He could go through names and stats and data." He checked into the company, found it had some legitimacy. The day before the Super Bowl between the New England Patriots and New York Giants in 2012, a Wall Street Journal article talked about how the Giants used this new secret weapon, Pro Football Focus. Collinsworth had actually run across that article. His wife Holly had read it to him as they drove to Indianapolis for the Super Bowl, but Collinsworth didn't make much of the connection. A couple of years later, he was on the phone with the crazy British guy. Within about 10 weeks, he was the majority investor. Now, 5 years later, Collinsworth and Hornsby, who still owns a stake, have a company whose clients include all 32 NFL teams, as well as 63 college football teams. The company has 80 full-time employees, including 35 at its Cincinnati headquarters, and about 500 employees total. The latter includes hundreds of contractors who track plays and players, gather data, and assigning grades for each game. "The whole thing is too bizarre to ever have happened," Collinsworth said. "It was the strangest of all starts." Hornsby was just a guy in England who loved American football. "It really started as a hobby," he said. He was a business consultant who started providing and analyzing NFL data in 2007 as a sideline to his full-time job as a business consultant. He paid a few guys to help him compile the data and develop the website. He gradually grew. In 2009, someone from the Giants contacted him, saying PFF metrics were more accurate than the data the team itself compiled. PFF began providing data to the Giants for free. The next year, it made its first sale. to the Chicago Bears for $1,400. After the Giants won the Super Bowl following the 2011 season, PFF got calls from a few other teams interested in getting that type of data. Hornsby made it a full-time gig in 2012, and word spread across the NFL. Collinsworth had degrees in accounting and law, but he had never used them. He had the bug to get into the business. This was perfect. Collinsworth had talked with former Cincinnati Bell CEO Jack Cassidy, a friend, about the use of analytics in football. Cassidy saw the need and got in on the deal. Collinsworth bought a majority stake, with Cassidy taking the smaller share. Hornsby kept a stake. The company's other owners include former NBC Sports chairman Dick Ebersol, former NFL coach and current UCLA coach Chip Kelly, and Dave Calhoun of high-powered New York investment firm Blackstone. The process took a month, probably the dumbest thing a human being can do, Collinsworth said, but he figured the worst-case scenario was that Pro Football Focus would end up simply helping him do his job. It becomes something that just gravy off the top, he said. Pour on the gravy. Pro Football Focus has clearly become something. Today it's the best-known and most accepted provider of football data and analytics. PFF tracks data on each NFL play and each player all season. It has at least three people watch each play. They record everything. How long the quarterback takes to get rid of the ball. Which blockers succeeded and which failed. Whether the quarterback threw a good pass or a bad one. It grades every player on every play. On NBC Sunday Night Games, it might have 20 or 25 people grading the game. A typical Sunday NFL game might have 12 people watching. Now, much of this is subjective, so the quality of the grades is key. PFF ensures that quality is extremely high. Nobody does any grading without 6 months of training. Graders also have to know the company's 350-page grading manual inside and out. It has former players and coaches, among other things, doing the grading. Hornsby walked through a handful of data searches. The Bengals ran 1,255 offensive plays last year. You could break them down any way you want. How successful was each Bengal player on a third and fourth downs? A few clicks, and you've got it. Quarterback Andy Dalton ranked 24th out of 40 quarterbacks last season on third and fourth downs last year. In those situations, wide receiver Tyler Boyd graded out at 89.9. Almost elite, Hornsby said. A.J. Green graded well at 77.5, but not as good as Boyd. Offensive tackle Andre Smith, on the other hand, got a 38.1 grade, the team's lowest. There's virtually no end to how deep you can drill down. PFF's grades are so good and unique, the Collinsworth is certain they're used in every NFL player's contract negotiations. The company is profitable, and it has been for a couple of years, Hornsby said. The numbers have grown significantly, although he didn't divulge details or disclose revenue. Now, those in the business say Pro Football Focus has achieved a competitive advantage that would be almost impossible for other companies to duplicate. You'd have to hire a lot of people Fred Godelli, executive producer of NBC's Sunday Night Football, which uses Pro Football Focus information on broadcast. And you'd have to crack a market where they have a monopoly on pro and college football. Paul Bessier, vice president of advanced analytics at Cincinnati-based Abend Consulting, who has done consulting work with PFF, agreed. Its biggest value proposition is the man-hours, Bessier said. Beyond that, the people who do the grading are extremely passionate. Many did it when the company was a small operation. They were football fans and nerds who were barely compensated, he said. Peter King, NFL analyst with NBC Sports and a veteran journalist covering the NFL, finds Pro Football Focus analytics and insights invaluable. It's always open in the toolbar on his laptop. He says he uses it about 10 times each Sunday night during the season when he writes his monstrosity of a column, banging out 10,000 words or so after the games are finished. He'll check it another 5 to 10 times during the week. They perform a service no one else does, King told me. PFF is the unvarnished truth. It's especially useful for positions like the interior line, where statistics are hard to come by. PFF is integral to teams, too, particularly in the game planning. The Philadelphia Eagles put in a play before Super Bowl 12 two seasons ago. I'm sorry, Super Bowl 52 two seasons ago that ended up being the game-winning touchdown pass. And Eagles coach suggested the play after using PFF video of a certain formation against the Patriots to identify a weakness in the defense. Neil Hornsby was emotional when I told him about it, King said. The company grew partly because of its timing. It rose to prominence just as the analytics revolution was bringing the use of data to the mainstream in all industries. Sire, who founded and ran Cincinnati-based sports analytics and prediction service, Prediction Machine, before selling it, has seen PFF operation up close. Passion, vision, and determination, he said. Those are the three best words I could use for the entire organization, but especially for Neil. He has an incredible passion for his product and to get it right. And he expects everyone who works for him to have that as well. Collinsworth and Hornsby have found they work smoothly together. Chris is the ideas guy. I am the one who has to execute, Hornsby said. Hornsby says they've grown to be friends, too. Chris is fabulous. He's the best boss I've ever had. He always has a way of making everybody around him feel comfortable in their own skin. Chris has a very innate sense of doing the right thing, and he genuinely cares about people. Collinsworth gives Hornsby kudos for making the company work. Neil is well-respected, Collinsworth said. He's the guy who invented this place. If he feels strongly about something, I'll defer to him. If you want to know why this has worked in Cincinnati, it's because of him and the people who are working here. Collinsworth is the reason PFF is in Cincinnati. Once he invested, he knew he wanted the company to be based in the United States. He said, "You can live anywhere in the United States, but I'd like you to bring your wife to visit Cincinnati and show you why Cincinnati is a good place to raise a family," Hornsby said. And as usual, he delivered. I've always been grateful. Collinsworth lives in Fort Thomas, and he's lived in Cincinnati most of the time since he retired from the Bengals after the 1989 season. "This town has been unbelievable to me the second I showed up here," Collinsworth said. "I've always wanted to have a business where I could employ people. I wanted it to benefit Cincinnati." Much of the growth came after Collinsworth bought the company. He asked if he could do the same for college football, and a whole new world opened up. 400 employees. Later, since he first invested, we have a real company here in Cincinnati. Advertisers are coming to PFF now, looking to be associated with a rising, powerful branch. Eckridge, the smoked sausage company, is a sponsor. Western and Southern Financial Group signed on recently to sponsor NFL coverage. But none of this would have happened without Hornsby's wife, Claire. As things started to take off in 2012, Hornsby was near 50. He didn't see himself staying in the business consulting world. And Claire was about to stop working. Neil told her he wanted to do PFF full-time, but it would mean she couldn't give up work, they couldn't take a vacation for a few years, and if he was lucky, he might make 20% of what he'd been making. "Well, if that's what makes you happy," Claire told him. 2 years later, just a couple of months after Collinsworth bought the company, Hornsby and his family moved to the United States and bought a home in Indian Hill. He was selective about who he sold to. Hornsby envisions PFF's employment doubling in the next 2 to 3 years, both locally and across the company. Collinsworth said that legalized sports gambling will boost its consumer business as it becomes more widespread. Hornsby has no doubt PFF will sign up the remaining FBS college teams it doesn't have. Now PFF is getting into analysis and grading of high school players. "The recruiting at the college level is very inefficient," Hornsby said. Collinsworth, 60, said the company gets inundated with offers from investors who want to buy it, but he plans to keep his ownership in PFF. "As long as I'm doing my job with NBC, I have no interest in selling," he said. "It's really nice to have 500 people helping me do my job. I love this. I love coaching. Running a business. It's a little like coaching. I want everybody to succeed." Now, this sidebar regarding what I just talked about, entitled A Closer Look, and this is in regard to Chris Collinsworth. He's the owner of PFF, that's Pro Football Focus. He's 60 years old. His education, a bachelor's degree in accounting from the University of Florida, a J.D. or Juris Doctor from the University of Cincinnati College of Law. His family, well, his wife Holly, and 4 adult children. He resides in Fort Thomas, Kentucky, and regarding his career path, he played wide receiver for 8 seasons with the Cincinnati Bengals. He then joined WLWAM as a sports talk radio host after retiring from his played career. He went into TV broadcasting with HBO's Inside the NFL, and in 1990, he joined NBC to broadcast NFL games. He joined Fox to do NFL games in 1998, that he returned to NBC in 2006. In 2009, he joined Al Michaels as the broadcast team for NBC's Sunday Night Football, and then he bought the majority stake in Pro Football Focus in 2014. Turning to technology, these 15 startups, named among Ohio's most promising. An Ohio group dedicated to boosting the state's innovation economy named 15 Cincinnati startups among the state's most promising. Venture Ohio named its second annual watch list of 50 startups throughout the state that it views as the best Ohio has to offer. Those 50 startups are responsible for creating 15,000 jobs over the last 12 months, according to the organization. Nominations for the watch list were submitted by the Ohio startup community at large. A panel of 25 venture capitalists, entrepreneurs, and technologists narrowed those down to 50. The Venture Ohio Cincinnati cadre includes Aubrey, an over-the-Rhine-based education management platform provider, Blue Water Vaccines, a startup that is commercializing a vaccine to protect against all types of flu, Claritin Health, a Mason-based company, developing a smartphone app to help mental health professionals detect when people are at risk of suicide or violence, Connexus, a software firm that helps companies manage their supply chains, Enable Injections, a medical device company that provides a disposable drug delivery platform that can self-inject drugs with the touch of a button, Edo6, a downtown-based tech firm that allows SAP and Salesforce to connect in real time, Gentensis, a Mason medical imaging device startup company that use a biomagnetic imaging to detect ischemic heart cardiac issues, Include Health Incorporated. They're a Mason startup, uses cloud technology to plan, track, and review goals of people who use its specially developed exercise machines that are built to be used by people of all levels and ability. Following that, Losant, an Internet of Things startup, help companies get and analyze data from physical devices. Navistone, an OTR-based startup, that uses customers' digital browsing behavior to model site visitors and their propensity to purchase, targeting would-be customers with tailored direct email. Of those 15 companies recognized by Venture Ohio, 12 were the recipients of investment from the seed stage startup investor, Cincy Tech. Cincy Tech and our startup ecosystem partners were founded on the premise that Ohio is an ideal place to grow innovative companies, Managing Director Jennifer Dower said in an email. The watch list is a snapshot of companies representing diverse regions, sectors, and stages. We're excited by what they have in common, bold ideas, smart, passionate teams who are building companies to solve problems. Well, that brings to a close the first half of today's program. Stay tuned, and I'll be right back with the second half of this week's Greater Cincinnati Business Report.